I just want to start from the outset to say that any decision we make today may change tomorrow. In order to have the best expert advice, we have commissioned...
Supercoach 360.
If the time's going up, it's recording.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, time for the show.
Mate, 100%.
We need to find out why they think it's okay to say anything.
It's certainly one of the greatest challenges in the history of the game.
That's what they want to try and do.
Megastar to megastar!
In this regard, we're leaving every option on the table.
Excellent. What was that, buddy?
That was something special.
You know what?
That's not talent.
Uh-oh.
Supercoach 360.
The best way to handle these things is to stay measured, stay calm, you know, live your life as normal.
Unless we start finding it off the people... who actually
just do it.
It makes their little ordinary life feel a little bit better for that moment.
Make sure
you cook. Supercoach 360 podcast.
G'day, welcome to Supercoach 360. How you doing? Juzzy J in the coach's box with Bergs and Colm. Once again, we're going to talk all things Supercoach. We are a little bit late. We've done a couple of pre-records with Braddo and Roscoe, and we got a bunch to talk about. We're going to change things up tonight, and we're going to do questions at the start. So, first question. Danny Tabarrok says, would you be selling Talakai with a break-even of 160-plus and going for Homole?
I was a yes, but since I've learnt that he's going to be awarded dual position centre second row status in the next 2 weeks, I'm probably leaning towards a hold now.
Yeah?
Look, it's not a stupid move, but yeah, that's the same reason I'm a holder. I'd love to hang on for the dual status.
I've already got Homole. I've sold Talakai this week. I'll talk about it a little bit with Braddo and the boys later on. He's also drinking in drinky for Pappy.
Yeah, I don't mind that. I don't mind that either.
For buy coverage.
Yeah.
Con?
Sorry? Drinky for Pappy. Paps to drinky?
Yeah.
Yeah?
You can do it?
Yeah, I don't mind it.
All right, Ben Kelly, what to do with Pappy? Waste of time getting Turbo or Teddy so close to Origin? Question mark. Let me establish that's a question.
You can start.
Is it a waste of time?
Well, I think you've probably got four options, in my opinion. Maybe five if you don't know Nath, obviously. But Nath, Hines, Turbo, Teddy, or Drinky.
Yeah.
That'd be my suggestions.
I got Drinky last week, so I can't fault you for trying to go Drinky. I mean, Pappy money, I might be contemplating a bigger move. I don't think it's a waste of time getting one of those players so close to Origin, especially if they're a lock and loader for the year and you're not planning on trading them out again, which you're probably not. So, yeah, I can't fault it, but...
For me, you got to look at what's going... Like, the points way up by the end, if they fit, stay fit all year, of course. But for me, I'd definitely be looking at bringing in those guys. Probably Turbo over Teddy, because I think Teddy's got a very tough couple of games coming up. But, yeah, I can't fault anyone for jumping on them guys. They are who they are, you know, for who they're going.
Have you forgotten the question too? Because I definitely merged the two.
I'd also, if you got Jules and you get Munster in, he's definitely in that category as well.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's it. Look, I mean, my whole strategy all year has been building the dream team. That's all I've been focused on. That's all I've been trying to do. And so, I've got people like Munster and stuff already. Fullback is what's throwing up the options because Pappy's obviously a lock and loader. But with the injury, I've got to do something with him. Yeah, I don't have any issue going straight to Turbo or Teddy, especially if they're a lock and loader. I got off Teddy just to sort of save some cash. He drops some cash, comes back from Origin Fire, and I'm jumping straight back on because we all know he's a weapon.
Could you not see yourself jumping on now?
Well, no, not particularly, because I'm not a Nico owner personally, and so I'm doing the Nico and IPAP bring-ins this week. I know they're both top dollar, but they're both also workers. Yeah, there's a few Potter options, obviously, that we talk about with Brad and stuff later on. Speaking of, Adrianosaurus wants to know, who is your number one round 13 buy target? I'd have to say probably Drinky at fullback, just because, but I mean, Drinky's firing, he just happens to be around 13.
For me, I'm probably looking towards a forward, just for their solid points. I think Pangai Jr., as I'm a Pangai owner already, I'll be looking at him to the VC. I think we play the early game into probably Lolo, just because they're safe points in the bank, you know what I mean? Like, they're not going to pull a 26 or something like that. They're going to chug along and at least get you a decent score where, like, I can foresee going one of the Penrith backs, but like we talk about, there's no Nath feeding them the ball. They're not going to get their hat tricks, maybe.
Yeah, well, you know? Look, everything's a gamble. Actually, speaking of a Penrith back, I believe Brado throws up a very interesting option later on in his chat with us. We go into a whole bunch in that chat. So, quickly, who was your number ones?
Tohu Harris, if he gets match fit.
Tohu, yeah.
Pangot Jr. for me.
TPJ, and I've gone drinky. Watto, with Origin being so close, would you bypass Turbo and Teddy to get a Garrick or Manu instead? Yeah, a Garrick or Manu instead. Manu has a massive break even though. Would you wait a week or two on him? Con, what are your thoughts on this? Like, because we all know that he's going to play fullback over Origin. Like, you know, show us that you're not a Manu hater. Tell us.
No, I don't hate Manu, obviously. I don't mind that.
Joey's a big in for me if you've got the trades and it's viable for your team.
They've all got tough draws coming up. Like Teddy, Turbo. So even Drinky. So I don't know, it's a tough one. Hines is your best bet.
Okay.
No, it's the question. Oh, yeah,
we're done. All right. I've got a couple of live ones. Okay. Nicholas Evan and Burbo were for look, lads. Got Schiller sitting on my bench. Definitely for a Schiller.
Yeah.
Schiller from Canberra. This is the week to move to on Burbo, I feel, if you're going to do it.
Yeah, if you're going to do it now. It's a luxury trade, I feel, but...
Yeah, it is very luxury. But if you've got the trades there and you don't need to strengthen anywhere else, I'd go for it. Cade Burgess, Con, aren't you cold with that new hairdo?
Little bit.
Mornings would be shit.
Yeah. Yeah, it can get chilly, the ears especially. Beanies help.
Yeah. All right, Saxy. Oh, no, Nick Heffernan again. Doing nothing can swap Paps to Hines, Sheila to Burbo, and Martin to Crichton. Also allows me to move Aiken down to centre wing. Paps to Hines is the best. That's the best thing to do, I think. He's the point scorer, and he's just chugging along with points.
Yeah, well, I like the first two. I'd probably go somewhere else apart from Gus with the third one.
Yeah.
Maddo, like Brad discusses later on, it's a good option. Or if you can afford it, obviously, the better ones.
Yep. Yeah, Saxy, how many times will we hear that he hasn't been setting the world on fire tonight? If it's more than 10 times, can we get a shoey next week? Yes, you can. I'll even do the shoey if one of them guys says that 10 times tonight. So don't do it, dudes. My shoe's pretty shit. Got some questions, bud?
Let's have a look.
All right, Timmy O'Connor. Paps to Munster and Yeo to IPAP, even though I've only got 9 for the buy so far. Oh, look. Well, these boys aren't worried about the buy. A couple of people aren't worried about the buy. So.
I'm sitting on Yeo as a keeper at this point.
Yeah, I'd try and look to get IPAP another way.
Like, that's it. I wouldn't want to be upgrading Yeo to IPAP. I think, you know what I mean? Keep Yeo. You're going to hold him through the buys, but he gets out there. He does his work every single week. And, yeah, try and upgrade some of your dead weight somewhere to IPAP if you can.
Yeah. All right. I feel we've answered that. Still, we'll probably want to try and get a couple more in there for the buy if you're trying to jump up them ranks, Timmy. Michael Hucker. What's up, lads? Fuck me, Con, you look like a convict. I had to get that in there.
Fair enough.
Steve Clifford. Do I bring Taff down to fullback and get a half? If so, who? I have Cleary and Hines. Turbo's losing more money.
Money.
So it could... Huh?
Money. Literally, money. Get Munster. Like.
Oh, Munster.
Yeah, if you don't have Munster and you're going for the half, you've already got Nico and Cleary. Money. You've got to go... Well,
would you wait, like Turbo's set to lose? This is his question. Is Turbo's losing more money? So could it be worth waiting a week to get him? What do you reckon? Oh, me personally, if you got the money there, I'd get on.
Like, if you don't have the jewels to get Munster, I'd probably wait a week personally.
You would?
Yeah.
Because if he does drop 100K, you've lost that 100K. I mean, the other thing is your risk he comes out and gets 200 this week to prove he's match fit to Freddie.
I don't think, yeah.
He doesn't need to, don't get me wrong, but, you know.
Yeah. All right, I'm jumping off the live to go to Twitter.
All right, hold on. Lloyd Clark says, with Pappy out, is it worth bringing in a fullback not playing 13, or is it better to snag a close-to-gun jewel and wait till Origin and move him to, you know, use the jewels and grab a gun fullback?
Only Drinky.
Yeah, that's it. It depends who you're talking about. I'm seeing Drinkwater as that. If he works out, I think I can throw him up in the centres, but at the moment just... Yeah, oh, there you go. But he's the cash grab for me. I'm just trying to grab some cash. I'm probably going to ride him out through 13 to get some points, but...
Far from that, get a gun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, agree.
Jared Swan, trading Papi and David Fifita, thinking Cleary and Lolo could get Murray or anyone else in the second row.
Yeah, well, Murray out. Lolo's good yet. I like Cotter this week over Lolo.
Yeah?
But
why, just because he's due to rise a bit more money?
Yeah, he's cheaper this week. He's lower break even. So I think Lolo can be picked up a bit cheaper in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And you'll still get the same points out of Cotter.
Yeah.
Cade Burgess, have 13 players for round 13. Is it worth trying to trade Puppy for a 13 target or not worry?
Nah, if I was you, I'd be looking to strengthen like that. You can strengthen anywhere and bring in the gun.
Yeah, that's it. It's got to be gun for gun. And the point which you were talking about a lot earlier this afternoon when we were having a chat is the fact that what are you going to do? How are you going to get that gun fullback? How are you going to find that $1 million if you trade down from a Puppy at the moment? How are you going to find it to bring in that gun?
That's me drama with selling Puppy. Who's going to get me back up to the $1 million?
Yeah.
You know?
It's a lot of money to find.
I felt Nico's the only one that will at least hang around that sort of money to get me up there. Drinky could go on the run. Like, Drinky's... He's pivotal their attack. So
we have the same dilemma every year with different players. We find the money. We just do it.
But it's a lot more money this year. You try to jump on players.
Well, Nath
at five,
last
six,
year after
players.
He got injured in Origin and he come back, we all found the money to get Nath back in our teams.
We did. We all found ways.
That's it.
Yeah, but you might have had to strip your team
to get it.
Whereas
a player like Paps, you just do what you got to do sometimes.
Yeah.
But the thing is, he's not a cheap get, so you definitely have to cut someone that's decent somewhere else to get him back. I know it could be worth it, but...
You might have to build up for a couple of weeks, especially if you don't have boosts to use. If you're using your boost through that Origin period when he does come back in, then you'll probably be all right. Yeah. You can plan for it. Also, what do you guys think of Papi to A-Ray via Hines
and
upgrading Pakes to Grant?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I like Pakes to Grant.
And then DF to IPAP next week.
I like Pakes to Grant. I don't know about Reno, eh? For me, if I was bringing in any other halfback other than Naif or Nico, fuck, it'd have to be a Cherry or a Jerome Hughes for me. They're the only two that I could look at.
And I'd probably go Hughes over Cherry.
Just because Melbourne are such...
Oh, they're beasts.
Look at what they all scored this week, you know? Yeah. Like, there's so many of them who just score points.
Con?
Yeah, I don't like it.
No?
Well, have you got any other options?
Yeah, it's who
I don't know what A-Ray's priced at, so I couldn't give him a comparison to... Because I'm assuming he needs that money to get to Grant, so...
He's 500 odd.
Thanks, bud.
500 odd, and yet both of you have phones next to you, and neither of you
have
looked.
I'm on a question.
I mean, so am I. I'm on lots. What's your question, Bergs?
Oh, shit, I've just gone looking for money. Okay. Oh. Okay, up the doggies on Twitter. Hey, mate, question for the boys. Have $344,800 sitting in the bank and considering two trades, either Pappenhausen to Tommy and Tuolungi to Cam Murray.
Yeah.
Or Pappenhausen to Tedesco and Pakes to Grant.
Yeah, get the wizard. He's insane.
I think that second one's the play. That's where you want to go and take your money. Grant.
Harry's like Nath. In his position, there is no one near him.
Not even close.
No. He's straight up a must-have. Yeah, you lose him through Origin, but the dude's young and he's a worker and he doesn't care.
Now, I know Teddy's coming into some tough games, but deep down, I think Teddy shines in a tough game, you know? Like, he doesn't shy away from the task.
Storm takes a tough game to you, no matter what. That's the thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, all the good teams, they're all kind of playing each other over the next month kind of thing. So, all the good players in the good teams are going to have a tough draw.
Is this the time to, like, maybe jump off?
Take some of the cash and run.
Jump off one or two, do that banking thing, and then when they lower down, jump back on if they're the guy you want to come home with.
Oh, I don't know if I'm jumping off the guns through Origin. I think I'd have to see a decline first. Like,
well, there's certain people I can't get rid of now unless they're injured. It'd be a Nafe.
Yeah.
It'd be Nico.
Yeah.
Munster.
Yeah. Harry Grant. So
Levi Cruikshank reckons you can do the show on one question this week. Pappy to who? I went Turbo.
I've gone Teddy.
I've gone Nico.
There you go. I'd
go Nico would be my number one option.
Sorry, yeah, no, you guys talk me to Nico.
I feel if you don't have Nico Hines, this is your perfect opportunity to cash in on Nico. I know you've missed his big scores and sometimes you don't want to bring him in because you just think, no, fuck that. Like,
yeah, I was holding off thinking he was going to drop.
It's time. Bite the bullet and get him.
That's only in a fullback position for me. Nathan Munster are above him.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, Nico.
That's it, yeah. Okay, cool. Valsy, what do you guys think about the trainer incident that ran in front of Cleary when he was converting?
No issue.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
Should have got another shot.
Technically, if he was jumping up and down, I could understand another shot. But you focused, man. You wouldn't even have seen him.
You'd see him.
You reckon?
You might not notice him per se, but you'd notice him running across the area.
I don't think. If you fucking million-dollar athlete, mate, you should kick that ball.
You are looking at the ball. You're not looking at the goalpost, so. But still.
Nick Heffernan wants to know, what's your team value?
Under 13.
12 and a half, I think.
Yeah. Oh, it's 12.9.
I don't know.
I've seen it before. It's 12.9 something, but.
He's just under 13 and a half. Todd Greasley, Pappy to Gutho.
Not for me.
I don't hate it, but they're in the middle of, they're in a tough run already, I think. They're having a bit of a rough trot, so it's going to be a pod move. You'll be one of the only ones doing it, I feel. But for me, I'd say no, just because he's not playing the bye. I'd move Nico down there and get an Nafe or just try to work it, so I'd bring him one of them other guns.
Yeah, and would you go early on Tohu? You'd be trading Brody Jones to Tohu.
Can't.
No, I wouldn't.
I want to see what they're going to do too. You got 2 weeks of free looks at him. I know there's not much out there making money, but you're just going to have to find a way to maybe even sit on Brody Jones and have a look at Tohu, save the trade.
Yep. Elijah Tippany, Clemmer or Garrick for Arrow? Both cruising. Garrick 3 games under 50, which include the first 2 rounds. Clemmer has 2 of 5, but the other 3 games are over. I have no idea what the second half of that question is.
I know what he's saying.
Clemmer or Garrick for Arrow?
Clemmer's only got so many games under. Like, Clemmer's safe money.
Yeah.
Clemmer's safe money. He'll get you extra points.
I think it depends on the makeup of your team. If you're weak in the centres, you get Garrick in. If you're weaker in the forwards, you get Clemmer in.
Yeah, fair call.
Yeah, if you already got an IPAP and a Haas and a...
I like
Clemmer, but...
I like the potential for Garrick ceiling over Origin. Yeah. I think playing fullback when Teddy's out of the team, he stands up and he gets decent scores, doesn't he?
Well, that's why he's on decent money now. He's not cheap.
He did okay when Turbo was out.
Yeah. Brian Ings, is Clemmer a pod alternative to Haas through to the finals? I've got Papi and Tarpany in my front row already.
I think he's a pod opportunity, but I think he won Haas eventually.
Yeah.
Well, I want to see what they're going to do with Haas if his injury could come back, reduce minutes and stuff.
Nah, you needle him up, you'll be right.
Are you allowed to use a needle during Ramadan and stuff?
I'm pretty sure they're going through that at the moment, bro.
You'll be right.
Or recently, anyway. Dale Vincent Vitale says, should I trade Cook, move Cotter up, someone down to get IPAP?
Definitely. Anyone. IPAP's the dude.
Yeah. And Cook, what do you reckon?
Yeah, I'd sell Cook for IPAP.
Had a couple of good games, but I mean, either way, he's
as
going
long
to Origin.
As you got a Harry, you know, I wouldn't be moving Cook along for me other me backup.
Who's moving him along for Cotter?
Yeah, so I don't think you're playing Cotter.
Yeah. You're playing, Cotter.
Anyway, Nathan Dyer. Hey, boys. Just to clear up my comments last week about trading for Feeder instead of Aitken, weren't aimed directly at you. Sorry.
You're right.
No, we don't give a fuck, Nave. It's all right, bro.
Everyone was saying the same thing, and surely it made sense. My call of the year being labelled, go with your gut, you pussy. I still stand strong. Love your work, boys.
No, but seriously, so you'd say the same thing this week. If DP was fit and Aitken was fit, who would you pick?
I'm sorry. Yeah, but I am sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, of course we're sorry. DP's gone for 4 weeks.
My question is, thoughts on Teddy since his run over the next 7 weeks sucks and has Origin? What do you reckon? I mean, a couple of you guys are for it. You've gone for it, haven't you?
I'm holding.
I've jumped.
So you've got him as well. Who's your fullbacks?
It was Pappenhausen and Tedesco.
Yeah.
And then Pappenhausen went down, so I brought in Hines, Tedesco.
Hines, Teddy, yeah. So. And you've got who? Teddy and...
Taff at the moment.
Yeah, rough. I mean, you do what you got to do. I had Taff there. I had Taff there 2 weeks ago. I value the versatility.
I've got Cleary and Hines in the halves, but
yeah, exactly.
So I could
that's
easily
it.
Put
yeah,
Taff
exactly.
up there and
pretty
make
it up.
Pretty
it up that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, yeah. I was about to say, fuck, it really is prettying up your team, isn't it?
It is.
Sean O'Veira says, should we wait a week on Turbo?
Me personally, I would personally, but. If it comes down to you, if you got a feeling in your gut, we all know like he can turn up any time. He looked good last week. He looked involved. For me, it's going to be the pod move because if you do it this week and he goes bananas, everyone's on next week. So you're getting them points that no one else got, you know. And we all know he's got it in him. He scored over 200. So comes down to your gut feeling, Shauno, and... You're doing well from what I remember the last couple of weeks. So, mate, if you're feeling it, just go it, bro.
All right. Chris Bench says, hey, fellas, not worrying about bye weeks. So, thinking Puppy to Teddy and using the cash to go Jack Bird to IPAP. Also, shout out to Roscoe and Brad Smith for all the extra content. Keep up the good work, you legends.
Fucking great work. It's legendary work.
So, Jack Bird to IPAP. I mean, I think anyone to IPAP. But, yeah, definitely upgrading someone like a Jack Bird. Are you guys owners?
Not a Jack Bird.
Oh, no. Sorry. I imagine he doesn't have a great ownership.
No.
There's been a pod move going wrong.
Yeah. Look, it is what it is. But IPAP, yeah, for sure. Get on the money.
Colin, what are you looking at?
Oh, I'm looking at Teddy's draw.
Yeah, and?
I'm not liking it.
No.
Parramatta, Panthers, Sharks, Raiders, Melbourne... Parramatta Panthers.
Ooh, it's a tough one.
That's
but
pretty disgusting.
Yeah, that is. That's
games,
like...
Apart from the Raiders in the middle there, that's horrible.
Aren't they the games you're sort of expecting him to step up? Like,
No. Coach went back and had a look at his scores from last year against Panthers and Storm. His highest was, I think, 54.
Shit.
In three games.
Right. Not good. So you wouldn't spear anyone into Teddy, really?
I'm not thinking about it now, no.
Wow.
Undo changes.
So, yeah, Juzzy, next one?
That's it.
All right, whack us onto it. Got any liveies?
Pardon? No, I don't know. I'll check
we'll
in
catch
a minute.
Up after,
What I reckon we'll do is we'll go to Ross's Roundup with Ross Mann. Brad Smith joins us for that as well. And,
Pad, please, for the love of God. Just fucking talk.
Oh, yeah. Well, I looked up A-Ray before, and his season average for the year is 66, and I think he's three-round average 80-odd off memory, but he's 650K.
Well, he's working on his partnerships are okay. He's 600K.
650.
Go away.
Yeah.
So he's made some money. He's been a bit of a sneaky smoky, boys. All right, thank you. Great padding. I found what we need to. I'll press the button.
Anytime, mate.
All righty. Thanks, Ross and Brad Smith for joining us. What are we talking, boys? I believe, Ross, you got some buy, hold, sells.
Yeah, I have. I've got some buy, hold, and sells for this week. A couple of interesting outs with some injuries to some key players.
Massive, massive outs this week.
I heard about the puppy. Well, I saw puppy. I've heard 4 to 6 now, and I heard the Murray news on the way home. So he's hoping he's all right.
He's up to 4.
But yeah, which is crazy. That takes him out of Origin, yeah?
Probably.
Well, I know Pappenhausen's been ruled out of Origin 1 already.
Yeah.
Which isn't good for Nico Hines owners, doesn't matter. Because he'll be back
I still think Hines would have got the bench spot over Pappenhausen anyway. Really? Just because of his utility.
Well, time will tell.
Yeah.
But do we get Hines in?
I did.
What are we doing?
I am. Yeah.
Yep. I've gone straight to Hines as a non-Hines owner. You know, if you got Hines, you're good. But yeah, as a non-Hines owner,
if you are a Hines owner, where are you looking to splash that cash, lads?
Oh, you'd be going turbo. Would be the most logical step.
Yeah.
I'm going back to Teddy based on their break evens alone, and I'll pick turbo up later.
Yeah. I don't mind the Teddy trade, but I don't like their draw that they've got coming up. They've got a really rough draw coming up. But in saying that, so does Manly because they play Melbourne twice in the space of 4 weeks as well.
Isn't that ridiculous, though, how the draw works like that?
It is stupid. Yeah.
Well, it's just guaranteed they're not playing them again for the rest of the year. I mean, it's going to be two brutal games.
Some teams only play once.
Yeah.
I think.
Well, the Roosters, though, is disgusting. That would be the best word for it. I mean, they've got Melbourne, Penrith, and the Eels. I mean, it doesn't get – that's probably a shocker. And that starts round 14. So, it goes 13, the bye round, and then you've got those three games straight back-to-back. I mean, that's
hectic for Teddy.
That's nuts, So, Roosters, you know what, players, be very careful of,
You got to remember, half of those teams would be gutted – with Origin players getting rested and stuff too, so it might be he might just jag that week where he hits Penrith with no one, you know. I heavily doubt it.
Come on, don't lead him the wrong way.
Let's just try and hold some back.
Yeah, that's why I got a feeling that Nath could be in for a big game this week with no Paps either.
Yeah, Tyron Wishart apparently is going to jump in a fullback
option out of anyone really.
Yeah. Look, to be honest, we've seen, you know what, how many times over the years have we said, oh, they've lost this guy from Melbourne, they're gone. Every single time I've said it, I've eaten me words, man.
They're a system for sure.
They're just seems the next bloke that comes in just does a job and does it well.
So, which Nick Meaney will do at fullback too.
Yeah. If Nick Meaney does go into fullback, he was touted to be your fullback until Ponga, until Ponga can't. The contract come along. Nick Meaney was a hot topic in Newcastle.
Yeah.
There is one more balls up move, if I'll mention it, for your Pappy Cash. And I'll go back to last year and Tim Moody. He did a balls up move of going Will Kennedy, and everyone went, oh, this is fucking ridiculous. Like everyone thought he had nuts going Will Kennedy about 10 weeks out from the end of the year. So if you really want a balls up move, Dylan Edwards. He's got an average, or I think it's in the 80s at the moment. He's been quietly ticking along very, very nicely. Still only, I don't think he's 600 grand. So
he's only about 530 to 580, somewhere in that range.
If you want a cash positive balls up move that enables you to get IPAP or something like that, Dylan Edwards plays a buy. Yeah, takes a set of gonads, but give it a go.
Yeah.
I like it. I like the move. And I actually bought Will Kennedy in for the buys last year too. And like Timmy, it shot me right up that ladder, mate. It was a massive play move and it paid off. And I think Dylan Edwards could be the same go too. I think I like Panthers' draw after, even after round 13, they've got a really good draw too.
We've played all the heavy hitters then.
Yeah. He's only averaging 60, but he doesn't get involved in the attacking plays like all the other fullbacks do and those sweep plays and shit.
He will, though.
But he doesn't.
Come Origin. Come Origin,
he's only averaging 60, so you're losing, what, 30, 35 a week on the best fullback.
I mean, I've got Taff at fullback at the moment, so for me it'd be actually a stepping stone up to them being able to achieve Pappy back or you know, Teddy, hopefully leapfrog to Pappy by the end of the season or something.
That's my other worry, actually, with spending the Pappy money. Like, you have to bring in a guy that's making money.
Either that or you got to go turbo and just ride it because you know that dude scores points, but you also know he's out for Origin. And you got to ride that roller coaster. But for me, like, the Pappy money is probably best spent just going straight to turbo. He's going to find form and he's going to find it quick because he's turbo and he always bloody does.
Yeah, I only mentioned that as a crazy move. The best move, obviously, is your turbos, your Hines or your Teddy.
It's not crazy, Brad, because you have him for 13, you have him for 14, you have him for 15. He doesn't need a rest. He won't be one of them fullbacks that has to have a rest because he's been overplayed through Origin. It's a safe. You're going to get points. You know, they're safe points. He just does have a low floor. That's my concern with Dylan Edwards. I drafted him last year in a dynasty draft, and it was a poor decision.
Mine's the opposite. His ceiling's what worries me. He'd be lucky to crack 100 on a great week.
See, but for me, that's not an issue because if I've got Taff at fullback, then it just doesn't bother me. Actually, do I have Drinky at fullback? But I could easily move Drinky up because I cashed in on Drinky. I went for Drinky last week because he's looking all right.
Right.
But so for me, Pappy, it's like trade up to turbo and then, but I still like Dylan Edwards actually as a possible reserve fullback. I hadn't thought of that. And having you two say that, I'm going to seriously consider it because if he's there to make some cash and make me some points. And at this point with fullbacks dropping and every fullback going to Origin that's worth their salt, then I just like someone that's going to chug along at 60, 70, 80. If he does jag those attacking stats, and especially when Penrith has, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 players out, he's going to have to lead their attack because he's the only one who knows what he's doing.
Con, what do you got for the man?
No, I just think he's crazy. He's definitely not going to make you money. He's priced about 60 average and he's not going to make you shitloads of cash and he's not going to score you great points or anything either.
So you're a nay?
Big nay.
But you're a nay on Cotter and Cotter's turned out to be pretty good.
So are you thinking of running no fullback for round 13 then, or are you not running a fullback? Because obviously Dylan Edwards is the best option to place 13. Drinkwater is obviously another option, but I don't know what Peyton's going to do with him. He took him off with 20 minutes to go last week.
But I just figure those points will well and truly make up with a Teddy or a Turbo that I'll lose in week 13 and then some.
So, Cam Murray was your other big one out this week. What are you three guys on the panel thinking there?
I was about to bring him in this week.
Same.
Well, look, for me, if I had Cam Murray, I'd be definitely looking to bring in a buy playing gun, like an Ola Kuatu or someone like that if I didn't own, or a Lolo if I didn't own. Like, with his money, he's top dollar second rower, so you can pretty much go anywhere. But if you're going to go somewhere, I feel it's probably best to cover yourself with 13, have the number. Unless you're...
So you reckon if you've got Ola Kuatu and you've got Lolo, do you jump early and jump on Tau Harris?
I'm considering that now, especially with the Murray news. I heard he's back this week, and Tohu's always been solid. I don't know if he comes back flying. I'll have to have a look into that, but... Yeah, I'm considering it.
Who do you have at hooker, Roscoe? Do you still have Randall?
I do.
See, my theory is get Cotter in now after his back-to-back 80s, good scores. And then when Randall's big score rolls out of his roll on average, move Cotter up and then bring in a gun second roller for him.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah.
You're jumping on Cotter?
Yeah, after the last 2 weeks, back-to-back 80s, I'm convinced now.
I moved along Randall last week. And I almost brought in Cotter last week, or I considered it at least. But my concern was Origin.
Well, thank you. Yeah. You got Randall a troll at you.
So, yeah, so no should worries. We going to the buys and that for this week?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, so first buy on the list is Ben Trbojevic. Obviously, dual second row forward and CTW. He's 188,700, so he's projected to go up this week. So he's played two games so far, including a 96 last week against the Tigers, scoring two tries. And had a 16 round before that, but he was obviously off the bench. He's got a BE of minus 51 and projected to rise by 60K. Next three games are Broncos, Eels and Storm. Are we all jumping on him? Because I know I am.
Trap.
Ooh.
I'm worried about the same as Brad. I'm not going near him, to be honest. I've already got Kula, Tulipulotu. I can't afford to have another one from their backs. especially, yeah, just he's no good to me. I've already got myself some backs there, but even in the second row, I've got Ola Kawatu as well. So I just see I already got, I think, 11 there, so I don't really need to focus on getting in too many more, and I don't trust his job security either.
Yeah, obviously the job security is a bit unknown. I mean, he's going to be playing the centres for Harper, and if he could go at any time. But for me, I mean, Tulangi's there, and Tulangi's punching out 30 points in 80 minutes. For me, he's a go, and I just think it's an easy cash grab just to go from Tulangi straight down to Burbo.
Yeah, I can see the appeal in that. I've got Bullymore still sitting there killing me, so I'm thinking about doing something similar. And what gives me hope is that they could have named him in the back row instead of Bullymore, but he kept the center spot. So,
yeah. All right. So, next on the list is Turbo. Obviously, this is more for those who were going to sell Pappenhausen. So, he's 908,000. He returned from injury last week against the Tigers, scoring 78 and a pretty solid return with a try assist. He does have a B of 130 and capable and looking at projecting of losing 50K, but I think against a team like the Broncos, he's more than capable of getting that 130 as well. So I'm not jumping on him this week because I'm still a non-Hines owner, so I'm going to go to Hines, but I can see the sense in going to Turbo if you already own Hines. You guys, what about you guys? What are you thinking?
Righto.
Yeah, no argument from me. 100%.
I'd probably be the same. If I was already a Nico owner, I'd definitely be looking heavily at him. Trust factor is a bit of an issue at the moment. He hasn't really done much this year to make me think, fuck, I need to have a Turbo in my side. Good score, like decent score last week. 75 is not a shit score, but still, I want to see maybe some hundreds out of him before I like commit to the Turbo thing. Otherwise, I just want to focus on getting Pappy back when that time's right.
Yep.
I mean, obviously, if you've got Hines in your halves and you want to move Hines down to fullback, you've got plenty of other options. You can bring in, you know, you can bring in Cam Munster if you don't have him. Like, there's plenty of options there, obviously, that you can run with as well.
Am I like off my head thinking that maybe SJ would be a decent number for seven?
Yes.
Yes, you are.
Good stuff. I was just making sure everyone was on board with that.
Were you not? Do you not remember the bye period last year when everyone brought him in for bye coverage and he got injured?
Yeah, but I remember having him for the last 10 years and being heavily reliant on old SJ. Yeah.
Isn't he averaging 30 or something like that?
Stars 30? Fade, bro. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But
moving on.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. All right. Last one on the list, Nico Hines. Obviously, we just spoke about him. 807,300, halfback, fullback, dual. Been absolutely outstanding this year, and he's just killing it. And he's certainly surprised me, and I'm sure he surprised most others. Pumped out 185 on the weekend against the Warriors with, I think it was a try and three try assists as well. Break even of 9, so he's going to make you cash, and he's projected to rise 63K. Has got some nice matchups next three games too. He's got the Raiders, the Titans, and the Roosters. I'm definitely bringing him in, as I said, for Pappy, but I think he's a better option to bring in than Turbo if you don't own Hines already.
Well, I'll be honest, he was one of my regrets from like round three that I didn't move along Teddy and bring him in or just free up some cash at halfback to get him in because he was only 600 and something K and the potential was there from the start. So I kicked myself all year for not having him. Now's my chance to get him, so I've got him.
Can I throw another one at you?
Yep.
The bloke who's replacing Ryan Papineau is Nick Meaney. He's 551,000, break even to minus five, coming off 77, and now playing fullback for Storm and could potentially kick goals as well.
I think he does kick goals he does kick goals for Melbourne if you'll find when Pappy's not there. So
there's a lot going for it. I think he's in the top 10 of the buys this week. So I think he's one of the top 10 most popular buys at the moment.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're not the only one that's, thinking of him. I've heard a lot of chat about him. So it's probably just the buy coverage for me that's sort of, not everything's about buy coverage. I mean, I'm bringing two players this week that don't play the first buy. So, he's not going to lose money. So it's a good bring in.
Yeah. Just on you doing that, but though, Brad, just because you're not bringing in by players doesn't, you're obviously bringing in two good players.
Yep.
Who, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, we outscore the by players you'll probably bring in anyway. Like from here to 24.
Yeah. 100%. Well, I'm bringing in IPAP and Hines. So,
oh, great. Master trades.
Mate, so I think if you're not going to bring in a gun, then you've got to look at a buy player. But yeah, if there's two guns there that you've got your eyes on, just jump on them. You know, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm doing a boost this week, but, and I'm only bringing in one player who's going to play the buy because I've already got, I think, 12 or 13 for around 13 already. And there's no guarantees that Burbo's going to play round 13 either. It's all going to depend on the teams as well.
Yeah, I think he might be a safe number for 13.
Yeah,
I don't know because none of their edges are going to play Origin. It's only going to be Jakey, Chez, and Turbo missing from the middle of the field. So,
and that would shift Garrick to fullback, probably Cooler to the wing, and Burbo to centre. Well,
Sarp will be back by then. Garrick should be there too.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about him.
Shuster.
Yeah. Is it time to move on Targo, boys? Does he have to go?
I'm thinking more and more, yes, every week.
Especially if I give zero about the buy round.
It depends on who you're trading him to. If you're trading him up to IPAP or another gun like that, then yes.
Yeah, well, the idea is to convert him into a gun in the second row. So I've got a reliable four. Like definitely. Each week,
yeah. Especially if you don't care about the buys.
Yeah, zero.
I like it if you're doing the upgrade, but I don't like it if you're downgrading him. I wouldn't be going him to Burbo or someone like that. But if it's up to IPAP or Lolo or another gun like that, then yes,
I'm considering Tuolungi to Burbo or something like that, like a downgrade on Tuolungi. I'm going to try and upgrade him, but if I don't do two upgrades there this week, I still might want to get rid of Tuolungi because I don't want people sitting on my bench scoring 30s.
Did you all jump on Tulipolo too?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did last week.
Unfortunately not.
Oh, wait, no. Wait, I think I meant to. And I didn't.
I went bloody to Murray Martin over him instead.
Yeah.
I flipped the coin and it come down to Murray and I'm spewing.
Could I just mention something? Someone sent me through something because I don't have gold and they sent me through a list of players who traded at Nico Hines last week.
Yeah.
People traded him to Blake Taff. They traded him to TMM as well.
Oh, I hope they spent that money wisely.
Anyway, I'll move on. We're going to go to hold. So the only one I've got down is Payne Haas. Obviously, returned from injury this week. Front row forward, 648K. I think he will play reduced minutes with the injury that he's got, but I think with his points per minute and just he's just an absolute beast that. For me, he's a hold. Do you guys agree with that? Or you guys, I know I'm actually selling him this week because I just want to bring in IPAP because he's just the safety for me of 80 minutes and pumping out, you know, an average of about 80 each week.
He's the only bloke I'd sell him to.
If yeah, he's a hole for me.
Peace of mind.
Yeah. All right, yeah. So we'll go to the cells, and obviously Pappenhausen's on that list. He's out injured, so 4 to 6 weeks, obviously he's got to go. And the other one was obviously that we had was Cameron Murray, who's also, we spoke about, that's also out injured for 4 weeks as well. The only other one I had on that list was Brad Schneider, was the other one that I probably got down as a sell as well. So he's 370K halfback. He's made 180K now. Look, you know, good option if you can upgrade him to another gun. He's got BU51 and projected to lose not much, about 6K. But he does play round 13.
Yeah, that's the only appeal to him. But for me, when you once you start plateauing out and your money starts dipping, then it could be time to jump off. If you get two tough games in a row, then you're set to lose.
Well, he's got them Bergs. That's the thing. His next three games are Sharks, Souths and Eels.
Yeah, see?
So he's going to lose probably some serious cash in the next couple of weeks.
Like 4 weeks ago, he was a serious contender for a buy number. He was putting out good numbers. He was looking good. Last couple of weeks, so they've sort of fallen off what they were doing. For me, anyway, someone else might have a better view or opinion, but for me, they've dropped off. And once you plateau out and you start losing money, then that's where you start to lose your shit. Like, I've realised so many times in the past, I hung on to people that I should have got rid of, and even could have jumped back on him for the buy round and turned some sort of shit into something. But the amount of people have hung on for buy rounds and lost their money, and it's crueled me from bringing in guns earlier or just doing those upgrades you need to do to progress you. And
I think Talakai falls into that bait this week. I'd be cashing out.
Yeah, 100%. I was literally looking at my team thinking that, because I just got IPAP in without cashing out Talakai. But that was the whole reason I brought him in, was literally to... I don't want to drop any cash. Yeah, that's it. I didn't care about the trade because I'd saved a bunch from early in the season. All right, cool.
I don't own Talakai. I didn't jump on him, and I did say to people 2 weeks ago to not jump on him because he won't make you a ton of cash and he won't get you a lot of points, which he didn't do. It's a hard one because they've got a really good draw coming up. They've got Raiders, Titans and Roosters next three games. He could get a plenty in those games, but... Also, I thought he was going to turn up on the weekend too against the Warriors, and I think he only got about 50 points. So it's a hard one.
He did nothing, though. He didn't do all that much for that.
But I think when Kennedy got sent off, that didn't really help his cause, because Kennedy feeds him a lot of ball too. Kennedy wasn't there to do that. So
if Nico shifted to fullback, is that going to open Talakai up? Because he runs the lines, doesn't he? He's pretty fit.
Yeah.
Like, boys?
Yeah.
Like, well, will Nico...
You don't know. Nico hasn't been a part of... Like, you've never seen Nico fill in, other than last weekend, to fullback for the Sharks. You know, he's always been a frontline man.
Yeah.
I don't think too much would change. I think Nico would defend at fullback, play as their halfback, and Moylan will play that fullback role in attack.
Oh, yeah. And what, Trindle at six?
Trindle would just be the six, linking it up.
What do you reckon, Brad?
Oh, look, yeah, I'm not a Talakai owner, so I'm a bit like you, Roscoe, but yeah, he's not, he does this. What my plan will be, I'm waiting for him to go his dual position, and then hopefully a couple of quieter weeks, and then I'm going to jump on him and jam him into my centre position.
No, he won't get dual this year.
Yeah,
you
will. Yeah, round 12. Round 12.
Doing another upgrade.
Really?
Yeah, every six rounds they now.
Yep.
Because I think, was it round six? Who got Jules? Who got Jules?
Yeah, round 12, he'll go to a centre position. Yep.
Who got him in round six, but?
Lolo.
Lolo got one.
Lolo got it.
There's a few.
Sam Walker got it. Was it Sam Walker or?
Yeah, no, Sam Walker went to a halfback 5'8". Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
So there was a couple. And now, Talakai had only played two games at centre and one game at second row, and everyone, Supercoach world-wise, was blowing up, going, oh, the common sense, but he hadn't played the three games there. So he technically couldn't have got named there. Got his dual status to around 12 anyway.
Who's playing lock for South this week? Is Arrow playing?
Yeah, Arrow's playing lock.
That was going to be my next question, boys, about Arrow. Who does anybody have Arrow? I mean, he has definitely plateaued. So you got him. He is a sell.
But if he shifts to lock, is he?
Well, yes. This is the thing, yeah. It certainly puts a quandary in it. I mean, I do own Arrow, but he was the one I was moving to Puppily, which won't change, but I could see people now reconsidering.
I'm literally doing the exact same trade, and then Puppy to Tommy, and I think if I can downgrade Tuolungi to Burbo, then I'm done. But then I've got still got to do an up. Actually, no, that gives me 4 second rolls.
Arrow will still save in between the 50s and the 60s, even starting lock, I think.
Yeah, that's
he's not going
to
pump.
He won't play 80 minutes anyway. Nah. He'll still probably play about 50 to 60
that's
anyway.
That's it. I reckon 50 minutes and maybe a point a minute.
Yeah. And he goes to Origin as well, yeah?
Yeah. Well, he played plenty of minutes last week for 28 points.
Yeah, 38 he got upgraded to.
Oh, did he?
Yeah,
I thought he was still in the 20s.
Oh, probably. I don't know. Look, my score was abysmal. I just looked and it opened it up and it was just like, oh, you lost every single one of your leagues.
Is that
like,
it for yourselves there, Roscoe?
That's all I've got. So it's over to Brad now for his segment.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much, Ross, for doing the buy, hold, sells. It only took 45 minutes, so we're good.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Nah. Yes. Well, I'll keep mine real short for you. All right?
Hold on.
You're all right, Brad. Eh?
Okay, jumping.
All right, Brad Smith, thank you very much for joining us. We've still got Ross Mann on the line. Boys, welcome back. We are here to talk your PPM roundup, Brado.
All right, boys, just a couple to point smooth out from last week. I know Con's got a hard on for the first one. We'll go for Ryan Madison.
Yep.
Yeah, you like him, don't you, Con?
I do. I'm a fan.
Yeah, I'm not, but after the weekend.
What would happen?
I watched him score 2 tries against the Panthers.
Yeah. Well, he's got a BE of 33.
One too many.
Three round average in the 70s.
Yep.
So, you know, with your Cam Murray money and you were looking to do something slightly different and you didn't give a shit about the buy round, well, Ryan Madison, I think, is probably one you really should be having a good look at. He's not bad at all. In the last 5 rounds, his PPM hasn't dropped below 1.2. I'll let you think about that. That's for 5 rounds. He did have some quiet rounds early in the season, but I think all that's well and truly over now. The next one was a bloke that went beast mode on the weekend. I don't know if he can repeat it, but Pat Carrigan. He's only 521K, so he's a good pick up, Pat Carrigan. He'll probably get upgraded to a dual in a couple of weeks' time in round 12. Last week he got 92 at 1.4 PPM. He went nuts. Did anybody catch his effort there?
I watched the game. You know what? He's always had machine in him. Like, he's always been a beast. Yeah. And I think with no Payne Haas in the team, he just said, fuck it, I'm doing it, you know. And he did not let anyone down in Brisbane.
Yeah. Payne Haas is the worry.
Well, at the start of the year with Payne Haas there, he had 62, 49, 71. So not terrible.
No.
And that was coming back from a big injury last year too. So I like him.
He's a worker. Like, he's not your flashy. He's not your flashy forward, but he gets through a mountain of work. Like, you just see him. He's in everything. And if there's a hit up to be made, he'll have a go at it. So,
Well, at 521K, as I said, he's priced very nicely. If anybody wants to downgrade a Cam Murray so that they can afford another player, another gun elsewhere. And the other one, exactly the same sort of idea, is Teague Wilton. I think he's got his position pretty much sewn up there on the edge at Cronulla now. He's only 514. He's got a real low BE. Got a 1.3 PPM last weekend. So again, if you're looking for a downgrade into something that's a worker that's going to give you a lot of meat and potatoes and a good score, pick up a meat pie here and there, he'd probably be not a bad one to have a good little look at.
You think he keeps the spot over Wade Gray and they're not just easing Wade back still?
I can't see him losing the spot at the moment. Do you guys think that him and Nakora, I think, Wade Graham did not look like he could hold an 80-minute on an edge last week.
For me, I think, to be rude to Wade Graham, but the game's gone past what he was about.
Yeah.
It's sped up a lot in the last couple of years, and he's missed all of that, you know. Like, he's been in and out for it, but it's just gotten so quick, and these other dudes are fit as shit. Like, it's left him behind a little, I feel, anyway.
I agree with you, Burbs, with what you're saying, and I think he'll just be a bench player pretty much for the rest of the year, especially until he gets his match fitness back. And I think if he does start, it'll probably be the expense of Nakora over Wilton.
Hmm. There you go. So that's really the PPM sort of special ones there.
Can I take you back to Madison then, Brad?
Yeah, mate, go for it.
With Maddo, I think BA's probably found the best way to play Maddo. Like, the first 20 minutes isn't Maddo's friend. He seems that's when he gets his head knocks and whatnot else. But he comes in after 20 minutes and he just chugs along nicely. Like, and he's always had this in his game. Like, he's always been good. And I had to think back the other day when he was at the Roosters coming off the bench as a young bloke, and he used to chug out some good scores then too.
Yeah, no, 100%. It is quite bizarre because if I was going to pick a team, Sean Lane would not make my...
Yeah.
I'm not even sure he'd make my 17 at Parramatta there. But anyway, BA seems to love starting with Sean Lane, and then Maddo comes on and plays 50 minutes after that. Yeah. That's all he did last week was 50 minutes. But that, mind you, that's all he needed to crack out at 90 points. A bit of try-assisted, mind you, but he is a weapon out wide there when he gets moving.
Well, not to say he's got lovely hands. You can expect a try assist every few games out of Maddo. For a big man, he throws a lovely ball.
Oh, yeah, no, 100%. 100%. I mean, he was, when he was at the Roosters, he was playing back up 5'8" and the halves and things like that. So he's one of those fellas that used to be a 5'8" and now a second row. Maybe the sort of thing Schuster's going to become at Manly. Who knows? Although I think Schuster wants to be 5'8", but
I think from what I heard, I think they promised him 5'8", and that's why they sort of let Kieran Foran go.
Well, Jesus Christ, yeah. He's got to be the biggest 5'8" we're going to have running around in the NRL come next year if he keeps progressing with the size build up he's had.
He big unit, eh?
Oh.
Boys, if I've got to get rid of one this week, Targo or Tuolungi, which one and why?
Tuolungi, because he's a nightmare and a shit team.
Yeah, the ceiling
and
for
the dual position.
The ceiling for the Panthers is what'll get Targo home there, I think.
Yeah, I'm holding Targo, but yeah, Tuolungi for me, unfortunately, is in my team. But man, to the eye test, you watch him and you think this guy is going to crack out of 50, 40, 60 points. You know, he looks so good to the eye. And yeah, he just doesn't
the first seem to... 50 minutes of the season before he got injured, I thought, fuck, he's in for a wow of a year, this kid.
Yeah.
And then since he's come back, he just hasn't been the same.
Well, not last week, but the week before he had a try disallowed. And I think the week before that he had a try disallowed as well. So he's on the cusp of making points, but can you wait? You know, that's the question.
Yeah, for me, it's Tuolungi. Just the fact that, I mean, as I said earlier, he played 80 minutes last week for 30-odd points, and he doesn't have the upside. Targo's got the upside. He's in a ceiling club. I think Jazzy, Targo, I would be keeping Targo over over Tulangi for sure.
Beautiful. You've all said the same thing. I've made the trade. I've now got 450 sitting on them, so I'm sitting on a war chest, which means
pick me up.
Ideally, I can go Drinky to Turbo at any point I want. Or yeah, I've got a few other options, but I'm going to reassess my dream team because I think my next one's a couple of gun centers. That's what I'm targeting. But it's a question of the when and how. I had a mad drop this week, horrible week. So
you done with yours there, Brad?
Yeah, that's really just, I wanted to point out those three stood out as very big BPM monsters on the last weekend. And certainly, I don't think anybody would be let down by trading any one of them in. All of us have said that, you know, they've got high upside, particularly given their low pricing.
Cool as. Well,
do you have anyone for the buys, Brad, that you...
Oh, yeah.
Any suggestions on buy players to start trading in?
Well, I was going to have a look this week at the halves, but I think that's a whole head case looking at the halves for the buy round. And I actually can honestly see people, and you guys are probably including this, not running with many or maybe only one buy player during that period, because there's just nobody of any quality. That most of them are averaging 40. I mean, you have a look at, Brimson averaging 40, Schuster in his one game, 55, Whiten averaging 53, he's probably the best. Sean O'Sullivan at the Panthers, he's averaging
Drinkwater's the 48.
Best. Well, Drinkwater's on another, he's number one.
He's the only one I think you could viably look at.
I've got him in fullback at the moment, but the plan is to move him around as need be.
Sam Walker is about to bottom out after this week's game. He'll hit rock bottom pricing. Andy is a dual, which is bugger all dual halfback 5'8" running around. So if you do want a dual as a second halfback, say to second to Cleary, et cetera, to pick him up at bottom dollar, Sam Walker might actually be a nice option. Only because he's bottomed out in price.
The only one I'm going to have in the halves/5'8" is going to be Brad Schneider. And the only reason why I'm not selling him is because I don't have the cash to upgrade him. I don't want to downgrade him. I want to upgrade him. So I'm just going to hang through to with him at the moment. But he's going to be the only one. As I said earlier, I'm not going to have a fullback. I'm not going to have a fullback, and I may have a hooker. I'm not sure yet. Just depends on whether I bring in Cotter or not.
Yeah, I mean, there's good argument to get Drinkwater this week for your Pappy Cash. I mean, he's got a 3-round average of 96. I don't think there's too many players. There's only about 3 other players in the comp that can even go close to that at the moment. So he's still only got a BE of 30. So if you were going to get him, this would be the week to get him. It'd be, you know, if you wanted to do that sort of Pappy Cash move there to Drinkwater. And he's expected to make 50 grand this week. So, yeah, if you're going to do it, this is a week to jump on Drinkwater.
I think, like the boy said, he's the best option for the buyers, but I don't like his draw after this weekend because he plays the Tigers and then he's got Melbourne and Penrith after that.
Yeah.
But then after that, he's got Titans during the in Origin period, and he's got St. George and then Manly.
Some of you blokes are pretty close to the Penrith mob. Sean O'Sullivan at just over 400K. Any love there? He's averaged 50-odd at the moment.
Not for me, without Yo and the rest of them.
Yeah, Yo does a lot. It's a question of who's going to come in and do Yo's role. Is Liam Martin going to do it? Scotty Sorensen going to do it? Like, it's a big role.
Nobody's going to do it.
You can't be Yo, but...
He's quite possibly one of the better ball distributing forwards, if you know what I mean.
He's the best forward in the game.
He just picks and chooses their moments right. He's so good. And you've seen that from Sean O'Sullivan's first two games. For me, I think these are the rounds that you can take your hits in your halves and your fullbacks, because you know when they come back that if they turn up, they're going to outscore the bloke you brought in within 2 weeks, you know. So it's a total waste of a trade. Like, yeah, you cop a little bit of a hit over them rounds, but you got to assume a lot of coaches are going to take them hits anyway. A lot of people are already burnt through all their boosts.
Yeah.
So.
I think probably the best one to bring in for Penrith now for the Blues is probably Stephen Crichton.
What was that, sorry?
I was just saying, I think Stephen Crichton's probably the best Panthers option to be looking to bring in now.
Well, if he doesn't get a State of Origin spot himself, it only takes one injury and he comes right in a calculation. Mm. So, one another injury to the centre stocks for New South Wales. And
I just like the fact that he's going to be goal-kicking while Cleary's out too.
Yeah. But in saying that, how many games does Cleary actually miss over that period, do you think?
Three, two?
Not many.
Do they still play him and then just once they get so far in front, they just pull him off the field? I think that's what they were doing a lot last year.
Yeah, he could get the early showers for sure.
Yeah, I
still
think
have 100 points by then.
Depends if it's in the second half. The other week scored 120-odd points in the inner half or something.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, look, I'm not fast. I'm not doing nothing with Cleary. I'm holding him. He's season-long for sure. Like, yeah.
I just feel heaps better now that I have him and Nico. Like, I've lost Pappenhausen, but he's gone anyway. It's not like I'm gambling.
Yeah.
With those points that Pappenhausen could be bringing in, so I'm a lot happier having those fellas in my side.
My plan is once Pappenhausen comes back, is that Teddy will go to Pappenhausen.
Yeah.
If you don't know Nico, do you go Nico over Turbo this week?
100%.
I do.
Just give Turbo 100%. Another game.
Nico just does, you know what? He seems to be the unicorn this year. He braves him. He looks in the direction and gets points.
That was frustrating waking up on Monday morning and seeing those upgrades as a non-Hines owner, mate. It was absolutely devastating seeing that.
I just traded him in and I can't believe the score.
Cost me some head-to-heads too as well because of the upgrades because I didn't own him.
He just runs on the field and gets 30 points.
Yeah.
But is this trend going to continue if he moves to fullback?
Did he play the majority of the game at fullback last week?
And it's in defence.
I had a look at some of his figures from last year where he did play a lot of fullback because he played all that time Pappenhausen was out, and that's where he first started going on his big tear. Remember, he's only about 280K or something, and everyone goes, should we get him? And I must admit I was very lucky because I jumped on him really early. And then I was able to sell him for nearly 900,000. And then he started having a few stints on the bench again when Pappenhausen came back and he dropped about 300 grand and then I went and bought him again. So I actually bought him twice last year.
Worth it if you bank 300K in the process. Well,
What'd you come last year?
yeah, we got there. We got up there.
That's it.
But there's other people, you know. I heard, I think Desi Creek, if you've ever listened to any, guys ever listened to any of Desi Creek stuff, Desi Creek, he bought and sold, I think, Teddy three times in the 1 year. So he just sold at the high and then bought back in the, when he dropped a little bit of cash and just kept doing that and just rode that out.
Okay, that's some interesting food for thought because I'm running the strategy of just using trades to build cash, especially still at this point of the season. Like my whole goal is just building cash and building my dream team and nothing else.
Well, sometimes that is the easiest way to build cash.
Yeah, that's it. If people are going to drop, that's why I'm looking at like, do I go Teddy or Nico? They're both top dollar, but they can lose cash, both of them. But Nico obviously is the season longer at this point. Turbo, I've still got to sort of double check. I know he's got the skills, but
if you get him, you don't sell him.
No, of course not. Well, unless you get that long-term injury, but
next year.
That's it. He can do that. And then of course there's the Origin thing and then Demandley can serve him and give him a bit of rest over that period.
Depends where they're coming. It'll depend on where they're coming, if they need to make a charge for the eight or what.
Yeah. Cause I mean, they need to manage him if they're going to be a serious contender. So
it's a strange year, isn't it? I mean, you know, this time last year, we'd never consider selling guns. And here we are this year selling absolute guns out because they're just not performing.
Well,
so much for keeper. Like, you know what I mean?
I think keeper sort of over the last 3 or 4 years has sort of gone out the window. I think you got to go with you got to go with the pack. And if they're all selling high, that's sort of what you got to do. And that's where my stubbornness over the last 3 or 4 years has bit me in the ass, man.
Yeah, that's why I think I'm sitting so low, because I didn't jump on Hines when I should have got him, and it's really hurt me big time.
Yeah, I've missed out on a lot of points by not having Hines, but I've made the decisions I made. I'm getting on now, so sorry, everybody, start selling.
Sorry, Brad.
Sorry, I was just going to say, someone like Hines makes, you know, over 200 grand in 3 weeks, you know, and then you sell him at that high, and then you buy him back when he drops down a little bit. But those backs, like those fullbacks and high-scoring centres, high-ceiling centres, they earn cash so fast at the moment with those high scores.
Well, you
where forwards don't get that.
If you were to do that four times or three times, if you did it three times, you generate $600,000.
Yeah.
That's nearly a gun. That's a gun with change. Whoever you're upgrading is definite gun status. You know?
Yeah.
It's a lot of money, man.
Yeah.
To just let fluctuate granted trades, but if your team's doing okay and you can afford to just go, right, bang, I'm banking this, I'll bring him back later. Well, it is a smart play.
Yep.
All right, that's about it. Bergs,
got any more, Juzzy?
Nah.
Gentlemen, thank you kindly for your time.
No problems at all.
Where can coaches find your staff?
Supercoach360.com. Get on there, share the articles, people.
Get them out there. Get the boys
the articles as well.
Get some Daily Telegraph love. Maybe they'll be doing columns for them 1 year. Hopefully, getting paid. Thanks, boys.
Thanks, fellas.
See ya.
Some of the best in the business right there with the boys.
Right there, right? It was good chat. Do you remember anything that we talked about, Bergs?
Went in the chat?
Yeah.
Yeah, heaps.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Don't want to repeat it all.
Reuben Cotto, are you spewing you didn't get on?
Little bit. I'm still thinking he's going to jag a bench spot for Queensland somehow, but...
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I am spewing, I didn't get on. He's been chugging along nicely.
Are you looking at Ryan Madison, either of you?
I am. I was liking him last week. This week he's a bit dear. It would have to boost to get him. So I'm not doing that.
Yeah, he's just holding off.
Yeah.
How many you got left?
Three.
Oh, hello. You're a saver. Oh. Look at you, you frugal mate.
Okay. I've used them back to back the last 2 weeks. Yeah, I was going to
say, any for the first 7 weeks.
Yeah, well, that's
it. It cost me like massively, guys. Like, you got no idea how much it cost me. I had a plan, didn't work.
Oh yeah, I've used them to build towards my dream team. Like, they've been necessary to just make that trade to get that player in and just have them locked in, and just bang. I don't think my team's ever been stronger at this time of year.
No, you are chugging along nicely, and it's just up to you to make them right moves.
I was until this week.
Well, that's 1 week, Juzzy, you know. And I think if you remember friend of the show, Tim Moody, and winner of last year's competition, he wasn't doing too well up until a certain point himself. He wasn't coming first the whole way. He had to put in some work, and it's a matter of you putting in the work to your team. And, yeah, you'll be right, bro.
Speaking of Timmy Moody and pod moves and Will Kennedy being out, Brad Smith speared us into Dylan Edwards. What do you reckon, Cron?
Yeah, we did the maths. I said on there, I don't like it.
We did the maths on it.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did. Dylan Edwards wasn't in contention, remember?
Wasn't worth doing.
That's right. So that's what I was going to say. He wasn't even in contention to finish the year. In saying that, he has worked on his passing game and stuff this year. He's got a little bit more involved.
See, I'm not saying he wasn't comparing him to Dylan Edwards from last year. That was for me for shits and giggles. because I just remember him finishing strong. His last three rounds, but that was three rounds before that, was less than 100 points combined. It was horrid. But Will Kennedy did end up averaging 75 to get through, which, yeah, I mean, for me, I still stand by. If it's your reserve fullback option, I stick by it for safe points in that position. But especially if you've got all your hardware up in your halves. You know what I mean? You've got Cleary, you've got Munster, you've got Hines, and they're all in your halves. Because at the moment, fullback's sort of a bit up in the air, especially with Origin on the horizon. Drinky is the other one. But I don't know if I'd go the Drinky Edwards combination. That seems a bit too low floor for me. Yeah. But I don't mind one safe option, is my point. I think we had a few more Facebook questions.
We do. We should, while you're looking at those, probably the liveies. The most traded in this week and the most traded out this week. Now, the most traded out, no surprise, is Pappenhausen. Second most traded out, Targo. Third most traded out, Cam Murray. Now, I added six to this one just because we have a talking point. Tuolungi, you all think that's a good trade this week?
Yeah.
Also, Jai Arrow was the fifth most traded out. Then Talakai was sixth most traded out. And we've been trying to talk Juzzy out of trading Talakai because we think, now it's not a shoe-in either, this, but we think Talakai's owed centre wing status come round 12. But like you said, Juzzy, just a minute ago, if you were to sell Talakai now at his highest price and then jump on in a month's time when he's back down to 500, it could be the play, you know? And I hope everyone has got that in the back of their heads.
You guys just spent 45 minutes while we went through those pre-records convincing me to get rid of Talakai, and now you're just like, but if you do keep him.
I'm not saying this.
It's the play. It's all right.
Me. This is me. You know what he's like.
I'm seriously considering just selling Talakai and just getting him out of my team, and just because I think he's just not getting as much good ball, and I just don't think he's going to. I think he's going to drop in price, and yeah, I don't want to be around for that.
All right, most traded in into squads at this point, which is only early, Burbo. Now, I'm not keen on this trade, cash personally, but in saying that, could nuff himself out.
Will nuff himself out.
So if you just want him for those couple of weeks, it might be one of the things come around 15, 16, when they're going for points, he'll be gone anyway. Then Nico's second most traded in. I think that's probably the smart move. Third most traded in's Turbo. I see the logic in it, but also, like you boys said, this after this week, it's a bit of a tough run. Got Parra, and I think they got Melbourne, did you say?
Yeah. Even this week against Broncos is an easy game.
No, it's not. And then Teddy's on the cusp of traded back in this week. Again, another bloke's going to have a tough run over the next few weeks. Then IPAP, I think that's another smart trade. I think that's a good trade. The Nico and the IPAP trades there are probably the two best trades I can see for the week with your Pappenhausen money.
Yeah, the only reason Nico's so far down that list is because most people already have him.
Well, he's second. He's still second on that list.
Oh, sorry, IPAP for me.
Yeah. Yes, so that's the most trade in and out. What do you got for the questions?
That's a good question.
I thought you were going for the liveys.
Shauno reckons Drinkwater and Hines are the perfect half fullback to keep the rotation in by round, right, boys?
Look, I like it. I don't mind Drinkwater as a pod move. I really don't. I can't go that way. It's not. It's not viable for me yet. I might go that way in a couple of weeks, don't know. But I full see logic in Drinky.
But Hines would have to be almost a certainty for the 14 New South Wales jersey now, wouldn't he?
He would be, but being the 14, I don't expect him to come back and play less of a game for the Sharks.
Maybe you still miss him, so you can't use him as a perfect buy rotation. You use one week and the other. That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, I get what you mean, yeah.
Although, Sharks play a second one, perhaps we'll be back by then, so Nico could be out, so could work.
It could work. Could work.
Johnny Renara says, Burbo, IPAP, Garrick and Turbo, which two to bring in this week? But I feel like that's a bit too broad because, like, IPAP and Turbo, for me, like, do you not just bring in two season longers or do you take the risk on Garrick over the next few weeks?
Which two to bring in?
Yeah. Burbo, IPAP, Garrick, Turbo.
Yeah, you'd probably go Turbo, IPAP.
Yeah, if you can afford it, why not?
Yeah. I don't like leaving IPAP out of any mix, but...
Yeah, well, I mean, Burbo's in for the cash grab, but the beauty of Burbo is you can wait till next week, really. I mean, he'll put on a bit next week, but his rolling average has got a really, like, low score from his first week when he played, like, really minimal minutes.
He'll make 60K this week with a 20, with a 30.
Yeah. So, if he goes hard, it's possible. I mean, yeah, I'm really considering bringing him in just now for the cash grab, hoping you'll get a few more on the way. Steve Clifford, do I bring Taft to fullback and get a half? I already have Cleary and Hines. Turbo's losing money, so it could be worth waiting a week. What do you reckon?
If you already have Cleary and Hines, I'd go for a fullback.
Yeah.
So then who do you go? Teddy or Turbo? He reckons wait a week on Turbo. You guys said wait a week earlier on Turbo.
Look, I did say, but then I also said in that same breath, like, if you pull the trigger and he does go large, then you're ahead of everyone who's jumping on next week.
Yeah, but that's how you just hedge your bets and don't actually give just an answer.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'll say jump on then.
Jump on. There you go. You should get into politics, bro. You backflip like a gymnast. It's awesome. Turbo's draw terrible. Storm twice. Teddy's got a terrible draw, obviously. Paul Wainwright. No, wait. You had a question down here. What do you reckon of Paps to Meany? Goal-kicking fullback. Tough draw, but it's the Storm. Low break-even. And if he is going to play the fullback for the Storm... We know that's a juicy position, and Bellamy doesn't really put anyone in there lightly.
Yeah, I brought that up in that other segment with the boys, and I like it as a smoky.
Yeah?
I do. I think anyone who plays fullback for the Storm can score huge in Supercoach, I think he'll kick goals as well.
Especially being at centre, like, it's super juicy.
Yeah.
Mm.
I do like it.
We've seen in the past, anyone who fills in that hole, turns up.
Yeah, that's it. They do. Well, you got to.
Yeah, well.
It's the only way to fill in that hole.
Everyone else is doing the team. You might as well.
Watch the late mail on that one. See how we go. But, look, it's possible. I think that's about it.
All right.
Bang.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, people.
Stay coachy.
Peace.